Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Who get that?
Who
get
that? Who number one?
Yo, welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 240. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.k.a. hating on me, I'm a load and spray. Get the cops involved, they lock me up, but I'm a G. P.S. I'ma find a way. A.K.A. C. Ray Art posted a video of his mans doing spoken word. And as the video panned, I saw two cuties that made me see Ray's art. So whatever his man said, I didn't hear a word. Let's get it.
My God. Hey, it's your boy Stone, Crip Up a Grip Up, Crip, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl, Top Me Off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off, a.k.a. a boo-boo, you looking at a bear, nigga, a.k.a. I don't back down from issues, I spin back around and get you. Let's get it.
That means he gonna go into the car, pop the trunk. Yo, why don't people go to the car and pop the trunk? They tell people they gonna pop the trunk.
Because they really don't want to do it.
They want everybody to run first.
Yeah, so I really ain't got to shoot nobody today. Because I wasn't prepared to do that. You know what I'm saying? A nigga that say, all right, nigga, and walk away, that's a nigga that's coming back to shoot somebody. All right, nigga, yeah.
Like, I seen a video that's going around on Twitter where a dude walked through him and his girl, and then, like, on a slide, like, filled up his girl. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, if that was me, I would have dropped him on sight. Another dude was like, ain't nobody walking through me and my girl. Mm-hmm. It's going to be problems.
Yes.
All right, first of all, the way the dude walked through his girl like that with so much confidence in the middle of them, and the dude he walked by was a little bigger than him.
Yeah, you ain't want them problems.
Yeah, that dude had something under the tuck.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have did nothing.
And would've I got seen, shot.
Yep, would have got shot. And I seen a dude do something. I was downtown Orlando one time, and dude is him and his girl walking. And then a dreadhead dude walked by. It was filling up on his girl. So she got irate, and then he tried to protect her honor.
And got fucked up.
And it was a setup, because out of nowhere, 8 more dreadhead dudes came in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily, some random dudes that seen everything jumped in and helped out.
Yeah.
But it was people's heads falling on the railroad track. Like, I ain't come out to have my head. Like, when I was getting ready to go out, railroad tracks in my head had nothing to do with that that evening.
Yeah, like, no, I wasn't planning on this, yo. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't planning on getting my shit kicked in tonight. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pass on this one, bro.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to, you know what I'm saying, your girl got to get felt up.
No, you can't violate my queen.
My queen?
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you can't violate my queen, my nigga, but I'm going to assess the situation. You know what I'm saying? I ain't backing down. I might walk away, but I'm going to come back. Believe that.
But by the time you get back, the way the parking situation is set up, you might as well not even go back.
Nigga, I'll find a way.
But he couldn't assess the situation when there was nobody there until he tried to defend her honor.
Yeah. I'm saying, but with the one-on-one, yeah, you got to do it. But then when you seen this, like, well, it's probably too late by then. By the time he started it, they was already in fight mode.
Yeah. By the time he got in Hulk mode, it was already jump mode.
Yeah, them niggas already in, like, a pack of hyenas back there waiting on it and shit.
Yep, they was, like, hiding in the darkness. Like, yeah, like, as soon as he turned around.
If he go for it, we gonna get him.
Yo, how much of a loser do you got to be to go downtown to set that situation up?
Yo, you just a nigga that's out wilding, yo. Like, nigga, I'm about to do some dumb shit.
Like, with all them chicks down there in skirts, and this is what that, you got dressed
up. That's the thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my nigga, you came out here, it's all bitches out here, and you out here with a bunch of niggas trying to fuck up another nigga.
That's nuts.
Don't feel funny to you?
I hope so.
But hey, man, you call Rashad in there? Yeah, yeah, we on.
Yo, there's going to be a lot of ladies out there, man. Fuck that.
My heart really? Still broke from the last relationship.
You know what I'm saying? We going to jump one nigga tonight. Like, come on, man. Y'all niggas is dumb.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's the Old Dirty Bastard. Old Dirty Bastard podcast.
Bastard.
It's the Old Dirty Bastard of podcasting, because ain't no father to our style. We back, you know. Hit the email, forgetthatyo@gmail.com. Send us a voice memo from your voice memo app on your phone. It's very simple, man. forgetthatyo@gmail.com. And I see Baylor can get his voicemail in time. Provide the information about the Vegas extravaganza.
Ron. Oh, he hit me with some shit, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see. It wasn't a lot of information, but it was a little bit. I say, what's up with the Vegas? He said, love show next April 16th to the 20th. Still working on the venue. Might be a house. Gift bags, we feeding niggas, and I'm bringing lots of candy.
Lots of candy. did he say the 16th through the 20th?
Yeah.
Yo, is that like Memorial Day weekend or something?
I don't think so.
So that's a 4-day event?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen the podcast extravaganza go 4 days.
I'm saying, but it's a bunch of them, though, so.
So do they all get, like, a couple, like, a few this day?
Yeah, or just one day, one the next day, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I can't. That's too long. That's too many.
Hey, nigga, you ain't got to go to all of them. That's a after Easter. Nah, that's just, it's just 5 days.
Dang, 5 days. Yo, Dominican Lou talking about he want to go.
Yeah.
So is this the Forget That Yo and Dominican Lou trip?
Yo, that'd be dope.
Y'all pay for the room.
Because Dominican Lou got money.
You better use that BAH.
Mm-hmm. Put in this all in the streets. Man. That's what.
Hey, everybody in the military get BAH.
Not everybody.
Who? Name one person who don't, that don't live in the dorms.
Exactly. A nigga that live in the barracks don't get BH.
Yeah, but it's standard. Everybody know if you live off base, you get BH.
Yeah, it's common knowledge.
Matter of fact, I can look up y'all pay right now.
Yeah, facts. Y'all niggas think these NBA niggas got it bad. Nigga, I can look your shit up too.
Down to location, how much you get for housing.
Yo, why do we not want people to know how much money we make?
So you can stunt in peace?
I don't know, man. That should be weird, because every time we get to talking at work, a motherfucker be like, well, I know I ain't supposed to tell you this. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, I know why at work. Because that could get you got, dog. Like, they got me got.
What? It got you?
Yeah, man. The receptionist was hating. Because I was making more money than her, even though she a receptionist. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
And she got mad because they gave her the files to work with everybody, like the hiring information, the paperwork.
Oh, and she went through the shit.
Yeah, so she went through it. So she creating drama by telling other people in your section, oh, well, he make this and you only make this. Like, she was like trying to pit people against each other.
Yeah.
And then people start snaking each other behind it. Yo, it got bad, dog.
Yo, but what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
be mad.
This shit. Yeah, that's all you can do is be mad, because this shit was set up from the time I got hired. Right? Mm-hmm. If your talk game ain't good enough to get your money up, mm-hmm. nigga, then you settle for them peanuts that they giving you, dog.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with my money, because your shit ain't right. Nigga, you don't know. I might be more qualified than you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look at my resume. Look at yours. Your resume, you know what I'm saying? Half a sheet.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you had 2 jobs.
Now, people ain't smart enough, though.
McDonald's in this one, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, McDonald's.
Nah, this lady even killed, like, on the, there's this, the electrician people, where they put the boards together and salter and all that stuff. So, some of them was making, like, $12 an hour, some was making $30.
Ooh,
but, like, if you know how the temp service works, they gonna low cut you to get they cut.
Yeah, they cutting it. They taking half of that.
Yeah, so you gotta negotiate up. And half the people didn't know that. So then, she was creating drama with everybody, dog.
That's a damn shame, man. Mind your fucking business.
Yeah, so that's why they just be like, and then people be like, well, I work harder than him, and he just sit down and he get more than me, yo. So that's why Jobs is like, yo, don't tell people what you make.
Yeah, but man, that should be funny though, man. Like, oh, I can't believe you told me how much you make, nigga. You ain't gonna do nothing with it.
He said you ain't gonna do nothing with it. Yeah, but speaking on how much people make, you see everybody clowning Dak.
Yeah, turn down that 30 a year.
Yeah, so man, just like we said, people don't know, people dumb. All right, yeah, you could laugh, but he's supposed to turn down 30. Even if that's what even if it's reasonable, he's supposed to turn 30 down and ask for 40. So they agree somewhere. He might get 30. He might get 2 more million.
He might get 35.
Yeah, he might get 5.
You know what I'm saying?
So if he just shut up like y'all did, he'd be getting the peanuts.
You know what I'm saying? That's how this shit work, man. It's called negotiation, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, 30 a year, yeah, that's good money. 35 is a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, ask a nigga for 60. See what happened.
You know, people conditioned, dog, to not go for what they worth.
Yo, nigga, because niggas don't know what they worth. They just want money. Mm-hmm. They just want money. Niggas don't put a value on themselves. They just, oh, man, they going to give me some money. I'm going to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Nigga, talk that shit up.
Heck yeah. Yo, I be at the interview like, yeah, 22,
23. You know what I'm saying?
They be like, for this job?
Nigga, this is Bojangles.
You know?
The owner don't even make $22 an hour. Yo.
I'm like, well, if y'all want me, you know what I'm saying? If you want somebody who's going to work all the OT, no days off, you got to pay for that.
Yeah, for real. Like, I'm going to be the best employee you ever had.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't coming in here like these losers.
You know what I'm saying? And depending on how y'all treat me, nigga, I might not steal.
He said I might not steal. Yo, I went to this one job interview. He was like, yeah, we need somebody to help him. He don't know where nothing's at. He don't do this right. He don't do that right. Like, why is he still here? How about that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute.
I don't want to work with him.
Yo, he sound like he don't need a job.
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't be here, man. He don't know how to do this. He been here 15 years. He said, what? Nigga, no.
It sounds like I would just be cleaning up all his problems. That'd be another $3 an hour.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if I got to deal with George, man, I need some more money.
George, and then you look at George, he over there moving fast. So he look like he know what he doing, but he don't.
Ain't doing shit.
Creating more work. That's what George doing.
Hell yeah.
So where we staying at in Vegas for the what's the name of the event?
I thought love event. I don't know.
Love, buddy loves. Yeah.
Buddy loves. So, I forgot what it was called.
So we which hotel we staying in?
Oh, it's gonna be a Wyndham.
Oh, that's where everybody's staying?
No, that's where my timeshare is at.
Oh, okay. Wait, all right, when you got a timeshare, since you already paying on it, when you go, you ain't got to pay nothing else, do you?
Uh-uh. It's all points.
Oh, man. Should have been.
So I told you. When we talked about it last time, I said you ain't got to pay for no point where to stay.
I thought you meant because I knew everybody up there.
Oh, no, nigga. I'm talking about this timeshare, man.
Oh, that's crazy. So is there a limited number of times you can go there or no?
As long as I got the points, I can go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
And then right around that time, my points roll over, so I'm going to have like, shit, probably like 200,000.
So do you get more points when you stay there or it don't work that way?
No, I get a certain amount of points every year.
Oh, okay, I see. Then that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Does it come with food?
Yeah, they had a complimentary breakfast and all that shit.
Oh, snap. Taking a backpack to the to the buffet.
Hell no.
Why is he stuffing chicken in the bag, honey?
Look at him. He loves it.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at all the waffles he took.
Yeah.
Yeah, why people be snitching at buffets though?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't get it, bro. Like, yo, man, it's all food for everybody, bro.
Yo, one time, I ain't gonna lie, I almost snitched on a lady. She was from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over here and seen bacon and lost her mind, dog. She had four plates of bacon.
Yeah.
She took all the bacon.
Yeah, see, that's the only time you snitch. When you take the last of something and put it in your bag, then I gotta say something, bro. Like, yo, let me get mine. And then y'all can do what y'all want to do. You know what I'm
saying? You stupid. You stupid. Yeah, man, she was wild. She was like, "Oh my god, it's unlimited bacon. We don't get to eat this over there.
You ain't supposed to, nigga."
Yeah, I'm telling.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know you're going to hell, right?
I should have recorded her and put it on Facebook and tagged everybody.
Look at this Muslim.
I tagged Muhammad and all them.
Hashtag Allah.
Oh, man. Yo, I told y'all about these fake lovey-dovey posts on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yo, I seen one the other day, Monday morning. Bombshell. This girl been putting this dude on a pedestal for about 5 years now.
Yeah.
I'll get you with him. Fit couples. People, what they say? They who live together, stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. All she do posting him. The stories is him and her. They going here, they going there. So they Monday morning. Yeah, they in love. I wake up Monday morning. This man has been abusing me for the past 5 years. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what? Right there. All these posts. Let me go back and just screenshot and post all this in under what you saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like this is within the 5 year time frame. Right here, how much you love him.
Yeah. Like this ain't adding up.
Maybe he was abusing her into posting this shit.
Oh, he was doing it.
Yeah. See?
He would tie her up.
About that. You know what I'm saying?
He was this, he was that. He abused, he mentally. He called me out my names. He's a manipulator. Then they go to he ain't got nowhere to go. He ain't got no job. He ain't got no house. So you've been just supporting everything, huh?
Damn, it
all come out. Damn, homeboy.
Yeah, now that nigga really ain't shit.
Yeah.
This nigga really ain't shit, man.
And then it get petty. He don't even talk to his mama. He say he hate her behind her back, tag his mama in it.
Yo, what did this nigga do to you? Yo,
yo, it was bad, dog.
Damn.
And the comments, ooh, the best is the comments, because you know she didn't go through and delete all the mutual friends first.
Yeah.
She want everybody to see it.
Yeah, everybody get this work.
So then the friends coming in that he knew from high school, take this down now.
No.
You're a liar. You lie.
Yeah. No, the nigga ain't shit.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all knew he was sleeping. He been in there for 10 years with and ain't paid one rent.
You know what I'm saying? But there is certain situations, man, where like y'all fall back from this one, man. Like don't slander my name, because these situations do happen, man. Sometimes, man, when you see them post of how good this dude is, mm-hmm. and then it comes to a point where, oh, this nigga put his hands on me, mm-hmm. and the same nigga in your last, the nigga in your last relationship did the same thing. I think you the problem.
That stole L.
Yo, like for real. Like, yo, you could take a square ass nigga, a mm-hmm. dude that looked like he's just a lame ass dude, and make that dude put his hands on you. You the problem.
Or maybe she just used to the dudes who put hands on him. And she meet him in the same place.
And turn him into that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you can't turn nobody into a habitual hand slapper.
I'm going to make you do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to push your buttons enough to make you do this, because that's what I like.
I don't know. That sounds a little crazy.
Or maybe, that's just the type of people that she like. You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, like, people pretty much hang out in the same places and areas, so them dudes all know each other.
Which be funny, because the dude you left be kicking it with the dude that you dating.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
And they talk to each other, so they know he beating his girl, and he don't care, yeah. So he pretty much gonna do the same things.
Yeah.
Like, I can't hang around a known woman beater.
Ah, yo. Nah, man. That's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I'm going to just randomly just be slapping you around and see if you try to fight me. I'm like, man, you can't fight you hit women, dog. Don't even try to.
Yeah. You know, still like I feel like I got to put you in situations to make you fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, we at the club. I'm over there telling niggas this nigga be talking shit about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to see what this nigga knuckle game really like.
Yo. And then if you beat the dudes up, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm gonna have to call social services or something. Who you call?
I'm like, yo, he whipped them niggas ass. I know he gotta be beating the shit out of old girl at the house.
Yeah, I got it. I need
to. Like, yo, man, she needs some help. And then also, right, what if he get beat up by them dudes and then go home and take it out on her? Oh, is that my fault?
Damn. He gotta take some victory that night.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody gotta take an L besides him. So.
Hey, that's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, man, that's fucked up. I ain't think that all the way through.
Like, imagine y'all at the sports bar watching the game, and he like, yeah, you know, Karen running her mouth a little bit and had to put her face through the front window of the house. And then, like, how do you move on from that? Like, whoa.
Wait. Like, nigga, you should see the look on my face now. Like, God damn.
Wait, dude, is she okay? She'll be all right.
Like I said, man, she was moving when I left.
Yeah,
like no.
Yeah, you might want to call the ambulance. Nah.
Yo, my man told me, son, he said, yo, he was fighting with his wife. Just like early on in the marriage and shit. They was arguing. And he said, nigga, I was winning. I was getting the best of her, dog. He's like, yo, I was talking about her family and all that shit, right? That nigga said, man, I was sitting on the bed, and she came in with a pot of goulash and threw it on my face.
Ooh.
I said, what? Yo, like, luckily, it wasn't boiling hot, you know what I'm saying? Damn. But it was hot enough. That nigga said, you bitch. Yo, what he said, it hurt so much that he couldn't do nothing.
God dang.
Yo, I said, man, you in an abusive relationship, yo. Yo, man, she is fucking you up at the crib, yo.
Yo, that is nuts. Yo, women be staying through a lot of crap, dog. Mm-hmm. I don't be getting it. Like, man, I had this one little boy. He had chicks calling his phone like 3 a.m. and like no kind of hiding or nothing.
Oh, shit.
But it would lead to like a huge argument. Like, they would just be arguing forever. Like, the stress on his face. Like, dog, you go through all that yelling and screaming and still, like, you don't even be like, yo, text me from your name gonna be under Brian. Nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, don't call me at 3 a.m.
Yo, they be calling him and just ask. She answered the phone, they asked for him. Like, what?
Yo, that's fucked up.
Yeah, he had the nerve one day to be like, man, she be getting on my nerve. I'm like, she? Like, dog, you the one. You, yeah, you are the problem.
Yeah, you the problem, son. Yo, like, I can't even do no shit like that and sleep peacefully. Yeah. My nigga like, yo, I'm thinking, yo, she gonna do something to me while I'm asleep, son.
Yo, it was crazy, dog.
Yo, niggas is, man. Yo, niggas is a problem, for real. Mm-hmm. Cause most of them see nothing wrong with what they doing. That's the funny shit.
Yeah,
about it.
Like, yo, it was perplexing to him that she was always mad.
Yeah, why she tripping, nigga?
Yo, I just had to cut him off. He was ridiculous. I'm like, if you this stupid, I don't need to hang around you.
Yo, but some dudes just don't care. Like, I know a dude, man. He got his wife friends pregnant.
Dang.
Gave his wife diseases. Like, yo, man, he was just a terrible fucking dude to her. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't leave, man.
Dang.
And the fact that she wouldn't leave made him not care and wouldn't stop.
Wow.
Like, my nigga, like, he'd do terrible shit to her and just leave and be like, yo, man, she got to deal with that. I'm like, God damn, cuz. Like, yo, man, you was awful, man. Like, nigga, I can't fuck with you, man.
Yo, this dude is so stupid. Like, let's say you at a wedding, you invited him and his wife. He'll bring the side chick with his wife there. Like, and then and be looking at you like, what's the issue?
With the wife there?
It's a wedding. Like, people are celebrating. Yo, calm down.
Did they ride together?
Nah, she showed up in her own car.
The side chick or the wife?
The side chick.
Okay, okay. Do the side chick know him or he just invited her?
Oh, he just invited a random side chick because it was a wedding and
people show up. Yeah. Yo, my nigga, use an asshole, bro.
And then don't know what the problem is. Like, why are y'all tripping? What? This supposed to be a celebration. What?
Nah, bro. Nah.
I think it was kind of slow. It had to be. Had to be.
Yeah, but why the wife still there?
I don't know why they stay.
Yo, I don't, like, that shit be, man, it be weird, dog. Because, you, like you said, you see them all them posts. Mm-hmm. But then when you talk to him, it's, oh, this nigga ain't shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, why you still, why, first of all, why are you fronting on social media? And then why are you staying with this bum ass nigga?
It's perplexing.
Dog. Man, like, I don't get, and for the dudes, man, like, if you gonna cheat on your girl, man, a nigga, at least treat her good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you can't be a scumbag and cheating on her, my nigga. You got to pick one. You know what I'm saying?
And why they be doing it with nowhere to stay either?
Yo, like, nigga, you in her crib. Come, yo. Hey, man, me and Fudge was talking about this shit the other day, dog. Anytime you see a nigga in a Nissan Altima, mm-hmm. that's his girl's car, and he's dogging the shit out that bitch.
Damn.
Every time, it never, like, you ever see a nigga driving a car with them eyelashes on the headlights?
Yeah,
that ain't his car. That's his girl car, and he's fucking it up, dog. Like, I'm saying, like, yo, like I said, man, I knew a nigga that took his girl mama car to go fuck somebody.
Oh, come on. And why they always got the seat lead all the way back?
All the way back, man. It crumpled weed all over the front seat.
Never put no gas back in the tank.
Oh, never, no. Never no gas, man. That nigga don't even wash it. You don't even run that shit through the wash, man. Like, yo, y'all niggas is bad, man.
Dang, it's real out here in these streets.
Oh, it's funny.
Yo, Jerry Epstein.
Yeah.
You think they killed him in jail to keep the sex ring under wraps?
I don't know, man. Like, it's... why they take him off suicide watch?
They said they took him off, or they took, because I heard he had a cellmate, but they transferred the dude out.
I saw the day that they said his attorney fought for him to be off suicide watch.
What?
So like, I think they took him off of suicide. Well, I don't know. I can't remember the date, but they took him off the shit, and then they were supposed to be checking on him every 30 minutes, but. The people checking on him, they said they wasn't even prison guards.
Wow.
Like it was like a cook or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody else in the prison that wasn't qualified to do the shit. And so they found the boy hanging in the cell, I guess.
Now I seen an anonymous post.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come for me. And it was it said, don't reach out to me for any more information. But it said they had they had a transport van come in, which they never do at that time. And somebody was in the back in the military uniform.
Mm.
And they didn't sign in or sign out. And it didn't have a license plate. And they went in there. They transferred his roommate out, who, whatever you call him, cellmate. And then they said they think they switched bodies.
Oh, they let the boy go.
Yeah, switched him out and said he hung himself.
So all right. So what was the thing that? Why would they do that for him?
Because maybe his sex rank included a bunch of people that would shock the world.
Yeah. Well, I kept hearing the Clintons attached to that dude for some reason.
Mm.
Like I don't know what that was about.
So Bill was getting more young toppy from young toppies?
But it was more on Hillary, though.
Mm.
So I don't know, man. This shit is crazy.
You know a sex ring broke my heart?
What's that?
Allison Mack from Smallville.
There was a sex ring around her?
Yeah, she was part of she was like the second in command of a sex ring.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo.
She was out recruiting women.
Gotta get these monies. Gotta get these monies, man.
And it was a dude in charge that she was going with. Like, yo, how you get a dude? You an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You just got off 16 seasons. Like, you got bread on a popular show. And you let a dude convince you to join him in a sex ring and be a recruiter?
You'll need that famous face to get him in there.
Yo, she was recruiting easy. Yo, you Allison Mack from Smallville.
Want to sell some pussy?
Yo, it's live over here. We got it lit.
Yo, that's... Yo, like, I feel like the sex ring is a... It's unnecessary. Because it's enough people out here that want to sell it that you ain't got to make them do it.
No, but you need the sex ring for the different. It's like the sex ring is like the Underground Railroad. Like you got to get them from point A to point B. You got the safe mm-hmm. houses. Then you got where you transport them. You got where you hold them. You got where you get them out of the country. You got the people who make this, people who do that. Like it's a whole. Because I remember they had a sex ring sting and. Orlando. Dog, it was like that list. It was like 75 people. And they had different things they did.
Working there? Oh, damn.
Yeah, different safe houses, different transporters. Like, it's a whole thing. People who negotiate with the traffickers. Like, yeah, yeah. It's a whole, like, network.
Yeah. God damn.
It was nuts. Yo, that list was crazy. So imagine all the people missing signs you see.
Yeah, nigga, they out here somewhere they ain't supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? They over there in Saudi Arabian shit.
Yo, that'd be crazy. Yo, you wake up Monday, hype, got a new job. You got a raid, you know what I'm saying? You out here, you living life. And Thursday, you in El Salvador, chained up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Because I was watching something, man, and they was like telling the girls they was giving them modeling jobs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then put them on a plane, when they get to where they're going, they get a whole story change. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, now you a sex worker.
Dang. And there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you in a different country, man. Chained up.
That's nuts, man.
Man, hell yeah.
Yo, they grabbed me. Boy. Fighting to the end.
Yo. Yeah.
they throwing me back out the van. Like, man.
Yo,
wild.
Nah, man. He in here going nuts, bro. Get him out of here.
He done bit me 17 times, man.
He keep biting me.
I can't deal with it.
Yo, he won't stop screaming like.
Yo, Olive Garden, dog.
Yeah.
Olive Garden got the $100 unlimited pasta. Unlimited pasta pass included soups and breads for 9 weeks. You can't take it to go to a box, but you can eat there.
Yeah.
So $100 for a pasta pass for 9 weeks.
9 weeks?
You think that's a good deal?
Hell no.
So 2 months and a month, you can get unlimited pasta. That's a good deal.
It's a good deal for somebody fat.
No, because you can, you know what I'm saying? Let's say you want to take a little, you can eat the soup and salad.
What kind of soup they got?
Man, they got all kinds. Chicken Alfredo, not Alfredo. What you call it? Clam chowder.
They got that gnocchi. They got that gnocchi.
What's gnocchi?
The little like dumplings and shit.
Oh, you could do the gnocchi, and then you get you a nice salad. You know they got all the fixings for the salad.
Yeah, but I'm not paying that much money for some salad and soup.
But it's for 2 months.
But it's the Olive Garden, man. I'm going to need some pasta.
Then get you some pasta.
But that's too many carbs.
But you ain't got to eat it every day is what I'm saying.
Why not? I'm paying for it.
Dude, a pot, that thing, if you want, that's $15, right? Off top.
Yeah.
I'm doing it, dog.
I'm doing it.
But check this out. They got 24,000 of those passes available.
24,000? Damn.
Yeah. Now, the unlimited pass is $400. But you get unlimited pasta, soup, salad for life. But there's only 50 of those passes.
For life?
Yeah. And breadsticks.
Yo.
I love the breadsticks.
Yo, do I get like a card or something?
Yeah. It's a dope card, too. It's like a gold card.
Do we got my picture on it?
Oh yeah, you can't hand it out.
I'm gonna say you got the hood gonna be eating.
But you already know, dog. You could go there with the family. They order something light, and they're gonna be watching you at all times. You could distribute some of that pasta.
Yeah.
The baby only really need a couple of breadsticks.
You know what I'm saying? They be good.
So I'm a shoot for it. I'm gonna go for the. 400 for life and see if I get it. Cause I ain't buying groceries again.
Be at the Olive Garden every day.
They gonna know my name, dog. Here he comes. Your chair is open.
You know what I'm saying? Get that salad ready.
Yeah, so I ain't.
Yo, that salad is fire too.
Yeah, so I ain't telling y'all on the podcast when this is, cause y'all gonna try to take my spot.
Take my spot.
Mia Khalifa says she only made $12,000 in her total porn career.
Lies.
They gotta be lies.
There's no way that chick only made $12,000.
Cause I ain't gonna pay more.
You know what I'm saying? Or is it that then she started doing the videos on her own?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she made it the 12 in porn, be like, yo, I can do this shit. All I need is a fucking cell phone and a IP address, and you own, you know what I'm saying? So it might have been that 12 for just the porn industry.
What made you say IP address, though?
I have no idea, man. I be watching these old Law and Order shows, and they always talking about IP addresses and shit.
This man said, I thought he was about to say, all he needs is a cell phone and a website. That man
there
said,
you go. IP That's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, I could see that. Because after she made that 12, she was like, why am I paying these people? I could do this myself. I got a name out here.
You know what I'm saying? Just make all the money for yourself.
Yeah, that's smart. She's smart. Okay.
Have you ever watched one of her videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I like what she do to like what is it? The Saudi?
Put the hair wraps on. I don't know why I like that shit. It just seemed like, oh, this is so wrong. Like, yeah. She's not supposed to be doing this, yo.
Not supposed to do this.
She got some big old knockers too.
Knockers. Oh yeah, we know what is it? Stone horny.
Yeah. Horny El Terrible.
Realization I had this weekend. Missy Elliott.
Yes.
Get Your Freak On and I Can't Stand the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so futuristic, even today, that in 20 years it will still sound futuristic.
Damn.
Like, if you listen to that song, it doesn't sound dated. Like, those beats cannot sound dated.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I was listening to one this morning. They were talking about her getting the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. Mm. And they were playing that, what's that, Flip It and Reverse It one? What's the name of that one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that beat too.
Yeah, like I was thinking like, yo, like how the kids say, yo, that shit slap.
Yeah, they say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy, that slaps.
No, it don't.
Yeah, that's crazy because I'm like, yo, for real. Like it still don't sound like nothing out.
Yeah, it's still it's still fire though. Like it's still a good song.
Yo, that is crazy. Yo, Timbaland was in his bag.
Yo, Timbaland always been in his bag, though. Like, even if you think about the Malia beats and Genuine, like, even though that Genuine CD, it sound like it was the same beat on every song, but it was still fire, though.
It always had that, thing in the background.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know why. Oh, I know. I remember what happened. He went to, that pop sound started killing the game over there with Lady Gaga and all them.
Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado and shit.
Yeah. When he got with Nelly Furtado and then he started getting that real bag.
Yeah, man, for real.
And like Celine Dion.
Yeah.
I need to hear some of the beats he made for her.
Probably have, just ain't know it.
Because I know it can't probably sound like that futuristic.
Yeah, no, it'll be something tailored for her. But it'll still be Timbaland fire, though.
Your boy Rich Paul got the NCAA retract their bachelor degree with an amendment.
Yep.
We was just playing.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. We overstepped. We're sorry. We're still not going to give the kids any money, though.
Yeah. Like a bachelor day. That was sick.
Yeah, y'all niggas should have known better than that.
He was like, what do you need a bachelor degree for? To sit in a class with the same. Yo, it's crazy how schools, it's the same information from when the school started. You can just Google and all the tests come up online.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to take this serious.
Yeah, and look, y'all can say that Rich Paul did it, but we know it was from our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what I'm saying? We already know, man. We already talked about this.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And we know y'all listening.
We know it.
Oh, man. You didn't listen last night to Nicki Minaj.
I was reading about it this morning when she went off on Joe Budden.
Yo, it was so disrespectful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What'd she say?
Yo, like, she was like, yo, she confronted him like, yo, you've been talking all this crap about me. I heard you taking shots here and there. And then he was, I guess they had talked on the phone before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was admitting to it, but I guess on the show, like, he really wasn't admitting up to what he was saying. I'm not sure how all that went.
Yeah.
But she had her husband and like all the goons in the studio. So whenever he started talking, she would be like, at first she was just like calling him out his name. You a sucker. You a bitch. You this, you that. Mm. Shut up, shut up. Like she was just screaming. So he just didn't say nothing no more. So then she was like, so what do you want to talk about? He was like, you brought me here. Like, this your show. What do you want to talk about? Oh, he mad, he mad. So then she started yelling again, talking about, you need to own up to what you were saying. And when he would try to respond, she just cut his mic off. She's like, cut his mic off. And she just started screaming, like calling him all kind of names and everything. So he got up and walked out. And then Rory and Maul was still in there, like, oh, that escalated. So then they start talking to ease the tension. And then they went to like a video break. And when she came back from the playing the music break, when they came back from playing the music, they were gone. So then she was in there talking about, oh, before she ended, she was like, and if anybody got something to address me with, any other dude, I ain't addressed to no dudes. They got something, they could take it up with my husband. And then you hear like the whole hood in the background like, yeah, we the streets. We the streets. We the streets official.
Okay.
So like, yo, don't bring me here with 900 goons, and if something don't go to your way, just start calling me all the craziest names.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that was a setup.
Yeah, that was nuts.
That was a setup, man. Like, what I'm at, don't shit on me and not give me a chance to respond to it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I didn't have to be here for that. You could go and say whatever the fuck you want to say.
So now I want to see what he gonna say on the next show. Because if he say something about her, the goon's gonna dress. Because I heard her husband like a street dude for real.
Yeah, we gonna see. Hey, and Maul and Rory, man. When Joe get up, y'all get up. You know what I'm saying? Why y'all still here?
They gotta keep their political connects.
Nah, man. If Joe walk out, nigga, Joe is y'all political connect. You know what I'm saying? When Joe walk out, y'all walk outside.
Oh yeah, that is true. Like he got y'all on that show and everything, getting the bag from Spotify.
It ain't the Joe, Rory, and Maul podcast though. It's the Joe Budden podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm walking out too. Both days.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh hey, Joe's leaving? All right. See y'all. You know what I'm saying? thanks for having me. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, if I walk in a room and see the whole hood. Oh, I just forgot I got another appointment.
Yes, you know what? I can't really do this right now. Yep. I got someone else to be saying.
And he got kids? Oh, damn, my kid's sick.
Yo, for real, man. You can always drop that on him.
Yeah, we out of here. Yo, she didn't have to scream. Like, she was, you know her annoying voice already.
Yeah. Yo, like, why is you that emotional, though?
Yeah, like, that's nuts.
Nigga, these just words.
Rory asked her that, and she was like, it don't matter how famous you are, how much money you got. I'm still a human being.
Yeah, that can calm the fuck down. Like, thinking what? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you human being, nigga, calm down. This shit don't mean nothing. niggas say worse shit about you that you don't hear. So why you fucking care?
And he says, I think it was like one of the allegations was like she used drugs. And but she said, oh, cause she got real mad when he said, Joe Budden was like, I've been using drugs. Like everybody know me from using drugs throughout my whole life. Like it ain't that deep. If you use drugs, just admit it. She was like, I never said I didn't use drugs. See, you trying to manipulate it. You said
what?
Cause he said, first he said she used, what was it? Coke. Like she used to snort coke or something. But then later on, he said, use drugs. She was like, see, I said I didn't do coke, not just drugs. I never said I didn't do drugs. I said I didn't do coke.
Look here, man. We're talking about technicalities here. Like, yo, this shit makes no sense, man.
Yeah, she went off. She was like, yeah, you're used to people getting in the room and you running the show and nobody can say nothing to defend themselves. And now you got somebody in here that's going to defend themselves, you bitches.
So, So you, and she said it like that?
It was, that's what it sounded like. It was loud.
Yo, like she do it like when she be rapping and just change voices.
Yeah, for no she do all that.
Yeah.
Queen Radio.
So you used to people not being able to defend themselves, so you didn't let him defend himself.
Yep, the get back.
Yeah. Corny.
Yeah, I don't know why these rappers be so on edge. Like,
I don't get it, man.
Just rap, man. Why y'all so?
Oh, my nigga. Yo, like, you don't have to respond to this shit.
Like, I'm a rapper. Why do I need 100 goons?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, but you being that mad and coming at him like that is what gives the shit life.
Yeah.
He can say whatever he want. Yo, you don't have to respond to it. And then the shit'll just die. But nah, you gotta come up here and defend yourself like a coke addict. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on, man. You kind of justifying what the nigga's saying.
And then why would you say I got the whole hood? Why the whole hood gotta be in the background? Yeah, yeah, we the streets. We the streets.
Nobody asked y'all to speak.
Yeah, nobody. Why are you pulling your gun out? Like,
I'm saying, shut up, hood.
Shut up.
It is not your time.
Yo, the whole hip-hop industry, man, they just need a redo, a remodel.
Yo, man, like, it just, everything is dumb. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas celebrate being broke. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I came from nothing. Nigga, so what? Nobody's proud of that, dog. Like, nigga, god damn, yo, like, I hate that shit.
Well, can you help us change that so nobody else has to come from nothing?
You know, yo, like, in the battle rap shit, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking about, oh man, this nigga wouldn't survive in jail. Good. nigga, you ain't never been to jail. I'm not supposed to go, you fucking low expectation having motherfucker, man. God damn, dog. Nigga, I did a bid. So the fuck what? Nigga, I didn't. Life is good. Niggas is stupid, man. Like, niggas revel in the dumbest shit.
You know, then back in the day, the slaves used to brag about what their masters had to each other from different plantations.
Yo, and the cycle continues.
Yep.
That's a damn shame.
Yo, that made me sad, dog, when I read that.
Yeah, That it makes me sad because you can see it still happening.
Yeah.
That's the fucked up thing about, like, yo, you can see it still happening, man. Like, niggas is bragging about ignorant shit.
I remember I was watching a YouTube video, and my man, you could tell he was already uncomfortable because he was explaining himself too much.
Yeah.
So the video was about him having it was some high end car. So when you start out explaining about your car with a disclaimer, like, before y'all say anything, I work hard for this. I prepared for this. Like, oh, he did something stupid.
Yep.
And then he said, so anybody who think this is stupid, you the one that's stupid. I'm like, yep, here it come.
Yeah.
Yo, this dude is paying like $1,400 a month to ride around in a car, dog. And like, the video was like 12 minutes long. 6 minutes of the video, he explaining why he did. I'm like, nah, bro. You can't explain yourself out of this one. That is retarded.
My nigga, 1,400.
1,400.
My nigga, you could have got 3 cars. Nigga. God damn, B.
Yeah, I was too busy laughing, dog. That joke was hilarious.
Yo, like you said, yo, when you gotta explain it off the rip, that means it's dumb. Like, Debbie, you know it's dumb. You know it's wrong that you're doing this. That's why you look here, man. You gotta understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, nigga, you're an asshole.
Now, you could have pretty much bought that car if you just saved that $1,400 a month.
$1,400. I don't normally do math in public, right? I'm about to do some math, man. 14 times 12 is, like, that's $168,000.
God dang.
Nigga, you paying $168,000.
Nah, that can't be right.
I might be wrong. That's what I'll do, math in public, man. Hold on.
1,400 times what?
Times 12.
Oh, is that $16,800?
Oh, $16,000. Okay.
So you paying for pretty much a car a year.
Then you paying for a Nissan Altima every year.
Every year.
$16,000 a year, man. God.
And, oh, that ain't even including. You got to use the premium gas.
Yo. Nigga, that's just car payments.
Yeah, that's just car. Ooh, and Matt, dog.
You got so if you're paying $1,400 a month for a car, just imagine the insurance on that bitch.
Golly.
And then let's think about the property tax on that motherfucker. So dog, I think the property tax is like 6% of the car's total value.
Damn. Maintenance.
And nigga, let's think about how long this lease is, or how long this car payment is. Because the most you can do now is 84 months.
Damn.
So you're doing $16,000 a year for 7 years.
Damn.
Nigga.
And it's a normal dude. This wasn't no baller. This is a dude that just wanna. It was my growing up as a kid. It was one of my favorite cars. I used to always see it on the street. I deserve it.
That's $100,000 car.
Dang, that's nuts.
Now, I'm pretty sure you probably living with your mama because you spending you saw your rent money on the car. Ain't paying your mama no rent. I don't know, man. Nigga might have a good job. No.
Nah, they showed his house and everything. And they stayed like an apartment and he had like a regular job. But yeah, his girl had to be helping him.
Yo, nigga, his girl, his mama, her mama. some niggas from the hood putting in on it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga's a Uber. He renting this motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Like, $1,400, my nigga. Come on.
Yo, that is nuts. I had a homeboy who was doing that. He was paying like $1,000 something for his car. And his house was like $3,000 a month.
Nigga.
I was like, dog, you make good money, but you staying in a cycle because you throwing all that money away.
Yeah, for real, man. Like, damn, bruh. I mean, yo, when we got the last car we got, the motherfuckers approved me for $60,000. So I broke it down, and that's just like $1,000 a month, man. I said, forget that, yo. I'm not paying that much money. They got that's how much I pay for my fucking house.
Dude, I would be sick every. I was sick every month with a $300 car payment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, oh god, I pay these motherfuckers again.
Yo, that must be rolling around quick.
Yo, like I feel like I just paid this.
That was my last car payment. I couldn't do it. I don't know. I just felt like I was getting robbed. Even though I had the car and I'm driving it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I felt like I was getting... Because, like, my boy, I was like, dog, yeah, you think this car is cool now, but in a few years, it's going to be old and you're going to want something else.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yo, I was just thinking about... Because I was going to get my daughter my car and just give me another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, instead of having that fucking gas payment, I just lease some shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, in 3 years, just get something else.
Yo, you got to get her a Prius, dog.
Yo, so I'm looking at the shit, leasing. Yeah, the payment be lower. The monthly payment be lower. Mm-hmm. But these niggas want like $3,500 down.
Dang.
Like, nigga, if I had the $3,500 down, I'd just buy a car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just buy some beat up shit. Like, nigga, damn.
Yo, this Prius is crazy. All right. I got in this Prius. First, I didn't know how to start the thing.
Of course.
Because it don't turn on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I got to go. So I'm sweating, so I open the door.
Did you say that to the car?
Nah.
Yo, I got to go.
So I open the door. It was like, car won't go with the door open. I'm like, yo, So I'm dripping. I ain't even thinking about rolling the windows down. I'm just trying to go. I'm about to be late. So then I'm like, I put it in drive. Like, it's a knob you push down, and it said ready. So let me hit this gas, and it started moving. Dog, I felt like, you know, when somebody's pushing the car behind you and it's just moving.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, yo, this thing about to stop because I don't know what's going on. And then I just kept driving. Nothing. Yeah, it's just a silent car. Yo, it's crazy. Like, I'm still not used to it. When I tell you 55 miles a gallon, respect
damn.
It.
Damn.
Dog, I've been driving hours, and it's just, the gas gauge just start moving.
Yo, that's crazy.
I'm like, this is the car I need. This is crazy.
Yo, the way to go is a Prius or a Tesla, man.
No, not a Tesla. Y'all crazy.
Well, them niggas have been blowing up and killing people, but.
Yo, them Teslas, they said the maintenance on that.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yo, it's like, batteries.
Like, you go in there to get something fixed, you about to come out crying.
Yo, you done bought another one.
Yeah. And then you can't just take a Tesla anywhere, so they got you.
Yo, it's a monopoly on that shit, yo.
And then they said the charging stations, they're not, like, everywhere.
Yeah, hell no.
So you pretty much got to buy one, and they bust you over the head with that.
I think it's, like, $300 or something.
For the charging station?
Yeah.
But it's ain't it a monthly fee?
Probably. No. I think it's one, like, you plug into your house, and then it charges the car. It takes a little longer power stations, but it still charges the car up.
Tesla. Let me see. Tesla home charging station price. Man, where you get $300 from?
How much it cost?
$500 to $700.
Oh, yeah, I was off a little bit.
And the wall connector can range from $630 to $1,100.
Shit.
Parts and labor $1,200 to $2,000.
Man, forget that, yo.
And you know they probably got the bus set up like the Apple phone charger.
Yeah.
You always gotta get a new one.
Gotta have a new shit. Yep.
Yo, Apple really. They really scamming people out here with these chargers because them cords do not last long. And yeah, of course, taxing.
Hell yeah.
I probably already bought like 7 of them.
Yo, I had to get one for when I be in the truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somehow my shit got moved. I can't find the motherfucker. So my phone was dying because I used my phone for the GPS and shit.
Yeah.
So I go to a gas station. It's like, yo, man, I need that charge. So I got that Google Pixel. Mm-hmm. So that shit take a special kind of cord and shit, right?
Yeah.
So I get the cord and the plug-in charger, right? Nigga, $28.
God dang.
I was like, yo, for real? And look, and nigga, that was the cheap cord.
Dang.
And yo, she was like, we ain't got none of them charger. You got to get one of those. I'm like, man, that shit look expensive. She's like, yeah, it is. And yo, so if I'd have got both of them together, the one off the little rack, that shit would have been like $40. But because I got the cheap cord and the power thing, it was $28, man.
Ooh, get him.
Dog, that's some bullshit.
What'd you think about Steve Harvey's daughter dating Diddy?
Nigga, who gives a fuck?
Who's the ex of Diddy's son?
Which one?
Which one was it? The light-skinned little one.
See, that's the thing. That's bullshit. They was just friends, yo.
Man, they were just friends. No, you know he smashed.
No, look. They got a picture of him and her in the club together, right? And said that they were dating. And they got a picture of her and Kingler saying that they were dating.
Oh.
So she ain't dating neither one of them niggas. She was just cool with them. And now she fucking their daddy. which is still weird, but you know what I'm saying? It just, it's a little better than, yeah, you dated the son and the daddy.
Oh, so he was bringing around the house, and Diddy was like, okay.
So everybody's going at Diddy, oh, you wrong for dating a girl that dated your son. How about you wrong for dating the daddy of a nigga that you dated? My nigga, it's all perspective, my nigga. It depends on how you look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, nigga, we need to be talking to her too. Like, yo, why you dating this nigga daddy if you done smashed him?
Yeah. So Diddy just living his life out here then.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, she came at me. You know
what I'm saying? Let him get the young cakes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, y'all going all Diddy nasty for dating that young girl. She dated his son. Nah, that girl nasty for dating the daddy of a nigga she was fucking, dog. Come on, son.
I know Diddy was on a Steve Harvey show before. They got a picture together.
Does he?
Yeah, Steve got some size on Diddy. I think Steve might put the pounds on Diddy, dog.
Oh, that's all head, though. Like.
Yeah, one hand, but
dead.
That mustache got some power too. Don't say that.
Man, it's another fist up under that, son.
Dang, hold up, Diddy around Steve a lot.
Yeah, I just seen them. They was all out somewhere on a boat or some shit.
Wait, like recent?
Yeah, Diddy and the girl.
Oh, the girl. I thought it was talking about with the daddy too.
No, Diddy and the girl and Steve and his wife.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, like, yo, bring that money in the family.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? Let's go on cake up.
Yo, them rich people probably think different, dog. Like, yo, bump what y'all talking about.
Look, man. Look. Steve Harvey being an old cat that got money. Mm-hmm. He want to fuck young bitches, too.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, my nigga, it's my daughter, but you got dough. So go on get them young pussies, dog.
Yo, you wildin'. Yo, so do you think Diddy talk to Steve like, hey, man, that ain't what you think it is. We just friends and we were just out. Or was he like, man, I love her and I want to make this real. I ain't playing with her heart. Which conversation you think they had?
Nigga, I think it was this conversation. He went to Steve first.
Uh-huh.
Like, yo, man, your dumb man.
No, he didn't do that.
Trying to get at her, bro. You okay with that? Nigga, why not?
Come on, man. Somebody your age said, I'm trying to get your daughter. I'm trying to get at your daughter. You wouldn't just be like, oh, you rich. We good.
Shit.
Your age? So you think, so you saying it's better than one of these young, no, dumb knuckleheads?
I mean, it depends on how she want to rock with it. You saying like, I can't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I know you, my nigga, you watch my baby grow up. Nigga, you's a pedophile.
Then this, yo, he watched her baby grow up.
You know, see, that's weird.
Cause you, I didn't know they was like around each other this much. Like, I'm looking on Google. They got a lot of pictures together.
They got money though, so it's different for them.
How old is she though? I didn't even see that.
Like 22.
Oh, man.
I think she's 22.
That's too young.
Diddy like 58.
Oh, dang, she is 22. Nah, man, he can't. Leave her alone, Diddy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird, man.
Diddy 49.
See? It's weird, but I get it. I get it.
That's 27 years.
Yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's like young girls, and young girls like money, so.
All right, so if I get me a girl that's I can't go that low because I hate his age.
That'd be fucked up.
But if I go within a range, y'all ain't gonna hate on me.
So if you get somebody like the lowest you can go is 18.
Yeah.
So if you get you somebody 18 right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all power to you, bro.
Okay, but what about when I'm 50?
Get you some bananas and some Gatorade, my nigga, because you gonna need it.
What if I'm 50?
And date an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Hey, my nigga.
We still good?
If you can swing it, my nigga, swing it.
Oh, okay.
For real, man. My man, that nigga say when he come back home, my nigga like, yo, number 20-year-olds, man, that's all I'm fucking.
How old is he?
42.
Wait, you mean come back home from jail?
No.
Oh, China?
From overseas and shit.
Oh, so he must be over there with the 20s.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this is what I'm got. This is what I got used to. You know what I'm saying?
Get it in, baby.
What a motherfucker say? You ever seen the movie Dazed and Confused?
Nah.
All right, well, it's a part in the movie where the dude say, you know what I like about high school girls?
Uh-oh.
I keep getting older, and they stay the same age.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Ew.
Yo, Snowfall.
Yes.
Dang, I forgot what happened now.
So, Man Boy hooked him up with Scully.
Yo, is his real name Man Boy? Why are you calling him that?
That's his nickname.
Why?
Because he was, even as a boy, he was a man. That's what he said. That's what he said in one of the episodes. So they called him Man Boy.
Oh, okay.
When he hooked him up with Stacy, crazy
yo,
as a motherfucker.
We're not working with him.
Yo, man, nah. Not yo, and Leon said, man, like, this is business. Yeah, it's business. See, you the nigga tied up in the chair.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yo, that nigga's crazy, man. And Man Boy was like, yo, that is a terrible nickname. He was like, yo, man, this nigga's crazy, like certifiably crazy. Like, yo, don't pull no shit in here because this nigga will kill you.
Dang. So they're hooking up a Man Boy to move more drugs.
Yeah, in the Inglewood. Jam and Jerome want to get out the game.
Mm-hmm.
The white real estate dude tried to muscle him and got his boy's ass kicked. I wish they'd have showed that.
Yeah,
I
want to know. Funny.
Everyone whipping them niggas' asses. I knew they was setting Andre, bro.
Wait, who set Andre up?
Well, Andre was at the bar celebrating the drug bust, mm-hmm. and that chick drugged him in the hotel and took his badge and gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was, I forgot her name.
Like her cousin or sister?
Yeah, like a cousin or sister or something, man. That shit was dope. I was like, yo, I seen that shit coming, though. And his daughter got ass whipped because of her daddy.
Oh, yeah, she went to the hood, and they, man, yeah. and beat her up for her daddy.
Yeah, no, nah, Shay was tripping.
Shit, yo, anybody with two first names, get away from
them. Yo, they're always a problem, yo.
That's pretty much all that happened, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Dang. Oh, no. Yo, like, do we even really care about the CIA part of it?
No, I'm tired of them.
Yo, you know, saying, like, I don't even care about them, dog. I just want to see Franklin and them, dog.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Why is Franklin trusting the CIA? Why are they all trusting this agent?
Who, the dude?
Yeah, why are they trusting him?
Because he getting the coke.
But he's that's in the CIA.
But they don't know that.
I thought he told them.
No, he knows it's something. He knows he's in something. He just doesn't know what it is. He knows it's for the government. And that's what his dad keep putting in his ear. Like, yo, this is a government employee, man. He will turn on you eventually. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, yo, you got to protect yourself. So you got to do something to show that this is the dude that's giving you all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then he got the chick that he fucking, she's just all ready to turn this nigga all the way down, dog.
Damn. Yeah, they too willy-nilly with this dude.
Yeah, man, like, you need to stop going to the kid. Something, man. Like, and then he got the Colombian dude that won't give him the drug until he give him a nightclub. Like, yo, why y'all got to work with crazy motherfuckers, man?
That man want a whole nightclub.
Hell nah.
Yeah, so Snowfall is getting, we probably got what?
About 3-4 more episodes.
Man, then it's gone for another 10 years.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
A racist sex toy.
A racist sex toy.
It's called Pipe Dream Extreme.
I expect nothing less.
Pipe Dream Extreme is a pocket vagina with a booty on one end and a vagina on the other. And on the front of the box it says, flip a sister over.
Oh, man.
The tagline on the front of the box, jizzle in my nizzle for shizzle.
Oh, man.
You flip the box over, baby got bizak.
I wouldn't say that's racist.
What? Ain't no black dude wrote this.
No, that's from a black company.
What? Her tight mocha twat, then flip her sister over and bust a nut in that fat ghetto booty?
Oh, no, okay, now they're going too far.
This hand, This handheld holds the answers to every man's chocolate fantasies. A sweet
handheld?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, we got the sweet black pussy on one end and a big old bubble butt on the other.
Yeah, man, this is getting racial.
With
for
nothing,
sure.
With nothing getting in the way of you filling her with cum.
I don't need all that on a box.
Ooh, the soft Fanta flesh stroker clings to your cock and wraps around your pleasure rod with each stroke.
Hey, man. You reading this like you think about buying one.
Tap that ass and pop that coochie.
Man, it's like they just took bad song lyrics.
Hey, man, and it's only like $11.99.
Word?
Is that word? This one's $9.80. Oh, no, she didn't. Put the H in hoochie, mama. And went from sassy to classy. Meet Shanaynay, the ghetto fabulous blow-up babe with mocha chocolate skin and a bootylicious backside. She got junk in the trunk and lips that could suck the chrome off some 22s.
What the fuck? Yo, man, this is 90s rap, dog.
Yo, who wrote this?
Yo, for real, yo, that is terrible. That is a white dude named Biff wrote that, man.
Biff?
Yeah, his name is Biff.
That make you want to gather them all up and throw them all in a dumpster.
For real,
sir,
man.
Sir, what are you doing?
Hey, man, I got to get this racist shit up out of here, cuz.
Yeah, they cheap, though, man, like $9.80.
Yeah, that's real cheap, so they can't be good.
I'm going to give you rashes.
Nigga, are you a target market?
Yeah, white men.
Yo, it gotta be, man.
So you get that fabulous ghetto booty.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm racist, but not that racist. Like, yo, nigga, you got a problem.
Yo, what you, have you ever heard about the multiple credit card hustle?
Is that the one you sent me the other day?
Oh, nah, this one is, I'm just in general.
Nah.
Yo, people out here, like, this other dude I was watching last night, dude got, like, 40 credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they use them for miles to get free flights and free hotel stays and cashback rewards.
Yeah.
Like, my man took one credit card, charged up, what was it, $10,000 on it? That's the one I tagged you in.
No, they say he did $25,000.
Yeah, 25,000
on American Express, and then put 300 on his debit card,
mm-hmm.
and then brought it back, and they put all 25,000 back onto the debit card.
Yeah, and he got the what, $3,000 in cash for reward points.
Yeah,
and you just do that multiple times,
and you paying that shit back off.
Well, he said he just paid it all off from the debit card.
But, yeah, but you still got the reward money.
Yeah, you keep the reward money. So if you do that three times, three different places, that's 9 G's.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of people like living doing this.
Yeah. It's that hustle, man.
I'm about to get in this game.
You got to be smart enough to know how to do it.
Because I've bought expensive stuff and had it split up. And then just put it all back in one car before.
Yeah.
Only thing I need to know how, because I seen this dude, he was like, watch, I'm about to apply for these credit cards. His credit dropped like 150 points.
Yeah, yeah.
But in like 2 months, he had it back up higher than it was.
Yeah, once you pay the cards off. Like people think that like once you pay something off, that raises your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. Your credit score is basically determined on on-time payments and open lines of credit. So if you get, like you said, 40 cards, you take that hit to get the card. But now that you got the card, your shit goes back up.
I'm loving this. So, I need to get 50 credit cards.
You know what I'm saying? Just find the ones with no annual fees.
Yeah, because I ain't trying to pay it, man.
You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to pay no annual fee. Use that shit once. and pay it off. Bam, my nigga. Credit score going up. Nigga, buy a pack of gum just with the credit card. Open line of credit, nigga. Credit score going up.
Yo, I've seen some credit cards annual fees like $600 a year.
Yeah.
Some like shit. I think a black card is like $10,000 a month or something crazy.
Yeah. Like just like the American Express card.
Uh-huh.
That ain't got no limit on it.
Oh, okay.
But you got to pay it all off at once.
Mm.
They don't let you make payments on it. You whatever you spend, you got to pay that shit.
Dang, yo, there's so many hustles out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
know. So, what is that story at?
Uh-oh.
It's funny, too. All right. So, where was she at? This is Fox 5 New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let it open up. A Louisiana woman allegedly caught with meth hidden inside her vagina said she didn't know where the drugs came.
Wait, she had meth inside her and said she didn't know where they came from?
Yes. She don't know how they got there.
I don't know how they got So you just woke up with meth. And you ain't pull them out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't know it was there until the cops found them?
Yo, that is nuts.
Your vagina is ruined. You're not feeling nothing, yo.
Your vagina is high.
Yo, like, the fact that you didn't know they was in there means that, yo, that thing is wore out.
Dang.
Dirty vagina.
Antonio Brown, man.
Oh, I'm so tired of this nigga.
Is he going to play?
Yeah. That nigga did all that shit and still going to play. Because he lost the grievance. They told him, nah, nigga. They said, forget that, yo. You wearing a new helmet. And he's all gonna play. You stupid. You bastard.
Yo, he's starting to be a problem, man.
Already. Yo, man, too much of... Yo, when I talk to Raiders fans,
mm-hmm.
there's like, yo, man, we don't want him.
Man, he doing too much.
Yeah, man. The fucking balloon. Right then. Right then, son. We were right. Like, oh, shit. Here we go with this bullshit.
Yeah, I can't wait for football, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, that, the months when nothing's going on, it's like,
What am I doing this for, bro?
What am I doing?
What am I doing at this, hey, man?
Yo, whoever could get something fire in between these months, right? Because all the TV shows take breaks.
Yeah.
The sports be gone. If y'all can get something right here.
I don't know why more shows don't do that. Like, this is the time when you need to come out because ain't nothing else popping.
Yeah.
Niggas is waiting for new shows to start. You know what I'm saying? So they watching them reruns and shit. Nigga, throw something new out there. Yo, you gonna make it. No matter what. Even if it ain't good, nigga still gonna watch it because ain't shit else on.
Yep. We almost died.
Who?
Everybody on Earth. Well, half right. The people, half Earth.
Thanos?
Well, just a city. It would take out a whole city. Nothing. But an asteroid was scarily close to Earth. And the astronomers didn't know about it until it was days away.
Damn.
And nothing they could do about it. But when it, like,
happened?
Oh, it passed us.
Oh, okay.
But let's say it was on track.
Yeah.
They didn't find out till it was too late.
Like how long too late?
I think it was, let me see. It passes 2 days after they found out that.
Okay, so we had 2 days.
No, it passed us 2 days ago.
No, I'm saying, but once they found, they didn't find out until it passed us?
Yeah.
Whoa, shit. Damn.
And it was big enough to take cities out.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's scary. But when they told me how many miles away it was, I didn't really feel that. Even though they say that's really close, I think it was like 300,000 miles away from Earth.
Oh yeah, that's nothing in space talk.
But yo, that's nuts.
Can you imagine that though? Like, my nigga, you chilling and just something just drop in the middle of the city.
You think an earthquake sound crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Or just think about if it hits in some water. That tidal wave that it's going to send.
Ooh. My nigga.
Yo. That'd be crazy. Yo, like, you'd just be sitting here and be like, nigga, niggas got a oceanfront property in Detroit now. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up.
Yo, and imagine how big it is, because, like, if by the time it hits us, because it's burning as it's dropping, and it's still the size of a whole city.
Oh, man.
Yo.
Yo, that's going to take out a continent, son.
Yo, we just out here sitting ducks, and it's just rocks and everything. Just stuff like, yo, we don't even know how many close calls we had.
Yo, man, we got shit coming from the top, the bottom. You sit like, yeah, nigga, we sit ducks, man.
Scary. Y'all better get. Oh, I watched The Kitchen. I went to the movie theater, seen The Kitchen. It was pretty fire, man.
The Kitchen. That's what
Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, Jenny. No, not Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy.
What's her? That's her cousin, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Who, the big woman?
Yeah.
What is
her name? It's something McCarthy.
Are you sure it's McCarthy?
Yeah.
You know,
because I used to watch her on Mike and Molly.
It does sound like a lame show.
Nah, she was funny. She's fat and funny.
Fat and funny. Her and the girl from that Hulu show,
The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, she a good actor.
Actress.
I mean, yeah, actress.
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy and Handmaid's Tale was what's her name? Elizabeth Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, and Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish did real good in this joint too. Yeah,
because she wasn't trying to be funny.
Yep, Common was in it, but he didn't really do much.
Oh,
yo, but it was. I thought it was gonna be like a hee-hee comedy type, like. Yeah, we about to. Nah, this was.
I guess a serious movie, eh?
Yeah. But I don't know, because both Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy, like, funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't expect. Yo, it was getting. It was real. Yeah, y'all got to check that out, man. It's still theaters. Go in the morning at the first showing so you get that $5 ticket.
Yeah, man. For the low.
We want to get into Woo Assassins is out on Netflix. I ain't watched it yet, but you know what Woo Assassins is?
No.
It is a, like, a dude, he a warrior or whatever, and some things happen, and I ain't even saying the right description, so y'all go check that out. Woo Assassins on Netflix.
I'm a warrior, Chris Hansen.
And we about to get into this or that. Oh, before we get into this or that, yo, shout out to everybody rocking with us. The downloads going up. That's why he's throwing up like, yo, let's do another show. Y'all showing out.
Yeah, I was like, yo, we just dropped it one yesterday.
Yeah, man. Stop playing.
Yo, love is love, man. I know what it is, man.
He's like,
y'all fucking with us. We fucking y'all, son.
Love is love. Wu-Tang forever.
Wu-Tang and Wakanda forever, nigga.
Dark. I forgot that Wu-Tang movie coming out, too.
September 4th.
Ooh, is it a series? Are you gonna drop like some here, some there?
Yeah, I think it's like a, like 10 parts or something like that.
All right, because I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just
wait.
Yeah, wait.
Rock all that shit together, man.
I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Be waiting for the next episode because we're gonna have football.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this the first of the, not today's stats? I need all the stats. Why I won't submit? Ooh, geography. Let me see. Wichita, Kansas in the lead right now. No, Kansas City, Missouri in the lead right now.
AC Mo.
And then we got Tampa. I don't know who. Whoa, my bad. Washington, D.C. Killing everybody. And then it's Tampa. And then it's Kansas City.
Again?
No, my bad. It's Washington, D.C., and then Kansas City, Missouri second, and then Tampa, and then Wichita, Kansas. Yeah, that's the most downloads.
Word.
And then after that, Portland, Oregon. Yo, what's up? What's popping in Portland, son?
The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't mean like what's popping. I mean like, yo, what's popping? What's good?
The Portland Trailblazers.
I'm about to come out there. Hook me up with Dame Lillard. I'm a superstar.
Oh, my God.
Then L.A. with the chicken and waffles out in the building.
Yeah.
Yo, appreciate that. Now we're going to get into some this or that. All right. I'm going to start it off. I got live in Africa in a war zone or Iraq in a war zone.
Am I part of the war?
What you mean? Like, are you a troop?
Yeah.
No, you were
a citizen?
Yeah, you just a citizen getting caught in the middle of this crap.
I got to go with Iraq, son.
Yeah, I'm picking Iraq, too, because, man, Africa, like, at least in Iraq, they got cops. They might not be that good.
Yeah.
But they got cops.
And I'm also dealing with American soldiers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? In Africa, them some rapey Congo niggas. Nah, man, I'm not fucking with them, yo.
And they be cutting. I don't know why they like cutting body parts off.
Yo, man, for real, man.
Yo, beat me up, but leave my body parts be. Now, you ain't got to be cutting stuff up.
Yeah, and they can put some pants on.
He said put some pants on.
Fucked up. You walking through the jungle with your dick swinging, carrying an M60. Like, nigga, put some pants on, man.
Jay-Z's career or a Chameleonaire's career?
Wow. Nigga, I had that same one.
No, you didn't.
I'm not playing.
That's crazy.
Damn, yo, that's crazy. I gotta go with Chameleonaire.
Me too. I thought you was gonna say Jay-Z. Dang.
Nah, man. I gotta go with Chameleonaire, man, cause Chameleonaire got real money on the low.
Yep. Chameleonaire caked up and he could walk in the street.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta go with that one, man.
Yeah, man, cause that privacy just as important as the money.
Yeah, for real.
Like, Jay-Z can't just go down the street to the corner.
Hell no. And they can barely go downstairs of his house. You know what I'm saying? He's, oh shit, it's Jay-Z. Nigga, you live here.
You stupid.
So, all right. Have every cat or dog that goes missing end up at your house?
Damn.
Are everyone's clothes that they forget in the dryer get teleported to your house?
Wow, that's mad socks.
Yo, but niggas might lose some nice shirts or pants or something.
I got to go with the clothes, man, because I ain't trying to have all them pets at the house.
Okay, I want to say clothes, but I think I'm going to go with the cats and dogs.
What?
For the reward factor.
Oh, yeah.
Dude be want to be paying big money to get they animals back.
Dang, I didn't think of that. Yeah, let me get the animals. Because y'all love them animals. Y'all going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You got any more?
Yo, somebody put up a meme. Motherfuckers be having one viewer on live talking about, let me see who all in here. Me and you, and I'm about to leave.
Stupid.
All right. Wake up each morning and find a random animal appendage has replaced your non-dominant arm.
Dang.
Or permanently replace your bottom half with the animal bottom of your choice.
Man, I'm going to go with the animal bottom because at least I get to pick it.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get a.
Let me get a cheetah bottom.
You know what I'm saying? I got somewhere to be today. Let me get that cheetah.
Yep. So I can run away from the slander too.
Yep. Look at this old cheetah nigga.
No, but I seen. I might have to take a horse bottom because I seen a horse kick another horse in the head. Oh. Instant death.
You ever seen a horse kick somebody?
Nah.
my nigga, it is violent. It is very violent, yo.
Dog, he kicked his horse homie so hard, all the shit in his body fell out.
God damn.
And it was a lot. And he just died. Just fell out. I was scared.
Oh, it's a good one. All right. Have somebody impersonating you and doing really amazing things that you get the credit for. Or find money hidden in weird places all around your house every day, but you can't figure out where the money comes from or how it keeps getting there.
Read that again.
Have somebody impersonating you and doing really amazing things that you get the credit for. Or find money hidden in weird places all around your house every day, but you can't figure out where the money comes from or how it keeps getting there.
I need that money.
Yeah, fuck that credit. I don't even care about that shit. Give me that bread.
Hell yeah. All right, this is my last one.
All right.
Live any lifestyle you desire with no pushback and die by getting eaten alive by lions at 43.
Mm-hmm.
Or live a basic life and die at 98 in your sleep.
Mm. Yo, give me that 43.
Dang. I can't get eaten alive by lions, so.
Yo, nigga, I don't want to get old, son.
Why not?
Yo, 93, man, you going to be shitting on yourself.
Not if you keep yourself healthy and moving.
Nah, some people, they even go downhill for them too, man.
Nah, not your body, dog. If you keep your body right.
Nah, man, you never know. You never know, man. I just seen too many old fucked up people.
So, I mean, okay, you talking about like just in general.
Yeah.
That's because half the world don't care, man. They just YOLOing it.
YOLO.
I'm taking the old because I ain't, because after 43, man, some things could pop off.
Hey, no, but you're living a basic life, though.
Yeah, like everybody else is basic life.
Yo, 93 and basic, or 43 and, yo, that nigga wrestled a tiger and died.
Well, 43, dog.
Nigga, hey, nigga, that's, yo, for me, that's a month.
Yo, Will Smith is over 43. He out here popping a Tatiana on Instagram. Oh,
hey, so that nigga should have died at 43.
Yo, I could never get over that, man. Will Smith was twerking on all fours, twerking a bus down Tatiana.
And the nigga wasn't good at it.
Yo. Why was he doing that?
I don't know, man.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
All right, that was this or that. And, I found this thing I've been wanting to read. I kept missing out on A$AP Rocky's alleged prison food menu.
Mm-hmm.
They said Monday my man had mincemeat soup with cheese and bread.
Okay.
And for dinner, sausage stroganoff with rice.
Okay.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Tuesday, cod with mashed potatoes, sauce, and veggies for lunch.
Hey, nigga, that's a well-balanced meal.
Yeah. And dinner, chili Sin Carter Bogar.
Man, I'm pretty sure you read that wrong, but okay.
Wednesday for lunch, pasta with sauce, and it was pork. Dinner, meatloaf, sauce, potatoes, and veggies. Thursday, lunch, spinach soup, egg, rhubarb pie, and vanilla sauce. Dinner, chicken filet, roasted veggies, tomato sauce. Friday, lunch, caviar, fish, potatoes, peas. Dinner, meatloaf with cream, roasted veggies. Saturday, fennel and tomato stew with pasta. Dinner, moist chicken with rice. Sunday, fish stew rice. And for dinner, turkey, potato salad, and tomato.
Yo, that's good shit.
That sounds like a prison I want to be in.
You know what I'm saying? Only thing I'm mad about, that this nigga's in Sweden. And never got no Swedish meatballs.
Every day you're looking at the plate, really?
No Swedish meatballs? I'm in Sweden. I get no Swedish meatballs.
Like, hello, it's Saturday. Still no Swedish meatballs.
Ain't a Swedish meatball Mondays around this bitch. Yo. Damn. Yo, that's a good menu, man.
Yeah.
That's way better than the food I ever had in jail, nigga. For real.
That man had a hard, the end of the bread, one piece.
Yo, yo, nigga, this is some of the thickest bologna you ever seen in your life, yo.
Did they at least take the little wrapper off, ring off the bologna?
Oh, nah, man. You don't get that out the pack, my nigga. They cutting that bologna.
Dang.
So it ain't even cut even. It always got the little angle hook on it and shit.
Dang. That's why people be slamming their trays against the bars.
Hell yeah, man. That's why niggas be fighting in jail and stinking ass food.
Whoa, yo. If you ain't got anything else, we about to dip out of here.
Word, man. Yo, shout out to Dorian, man. Still rocking with us.
Yeah. Shout out to my YouTube page. Y'all check me out. Go to YouTube, type in Creative Bully Media. I just uploaded today the chicken and waffle cereal and maple bacon donut cereal review.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one.
Y'all check it out. CreativeBullyMedia.com. Get you some merch. Get you some Forget That Yo merch. And stay black.
Yeah, maybe need some more pictures of y'all rocking the shirts, man.
Yeah, send some more pictures, man. And yo, tell your brother stop traveling all over the world, man. He rich.
Yo, this nigga was in Italy.
Just over there in Italy. Just pop up.
This nigga was in Venice. I'm like, yo, nigga, eating seafood pizza and shit.
You know what I'm saying? My man in Venice eating venison.
Oh, that was a dope bar.
Mm-hmm.
What made you go with that verse?
Yo, you stupid. And we out.
Yeah, peace, peace, peace.
Any other show. Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Yo, I'm sitting up here in the last stall of Walmart's bathroom taking a fire dump. Listening to Forget That Yo Radio. I ain't getting up to the show finish. Finish.
Yeah. I'm home now. It's over now. So. Yeah.
She got a thing for Chanel vintage that dropped before she could speak English. Do you love me and love seeking attention? I mean, which one is it? You keep calling me a twin, but twins ain't this different. Mentally, I'm already on next year. That's some 2020 clear vision. You saying let you finish. I ain't trying to hear it. I'm off of spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. I'm off of finding happiness, but down to die serious. All smiles, Kevin Durant trials. Had to blow it on a court, I must have blew a milli. I'm walking on all charges, that's my new Achilles. I know they love to rock a check, but who gon' do it really? Really? My depositions never surface. Tenenbaum know the logo on the jersey is getting purchased. 10 years in and y'all yet to hear my most impressive verses. Pay the cost to be the boss wasn't even my most expensive purchase. Trust when I say I'm never on the shit they assuming I'm on. Tales about me are like Corritos and Culiacan. Sashimi from Saito, you know that man, 2 Michelin star. Postcard from Grace Bay, sending my distant regards. Vision wasn't mine, told my niggas the vision was ours. Still a part of shorty, even if we've been living apart. Rocks will do you filthy for me soon as I give him the nod. Meaning he'll blaspheme like putting a 6 with the guard. Hop on a float and show the city the one they appointed. The one that's rebuilding schools and feeding the homeless. Hang with my niggas, but sometimes I be trying to avoid it. Cause they'll get to popping out of place like they double jointed. Goals was the top of the pyramid in this shitty world. I gotta get the most of everything as the axis on which it's sitting twirls. Point blank period like a city girl. And then I bring it back to 50 world. Hey. Whoa. You made me this way, yeah. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you? Let me know that I did okay. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late.
It's
too
late. Yo,
hey.
I was nominated, never won a Grammy. But I understand, they'll never understand me. A lot of lives lost, but I never panic. A lot of lines crossed, I never did a zanny. 100-room mansion, but I felt abandoned. Love making love, but where would love land me? Jealous, so they bitches be acting like they sleeping on us. But they speaking on us, Zulus, quarters, even numbers. Still blowing smoke as angels float above us. Love giving back, but will they ever love us? Chanel in the mail, FedEx for Pharrell. And what I got for sale, just sit on the scale. Triple beam dream, a buck on the shades. I really seen things give mothers the shakes. I really bought cars with women on face. I know it seemed odd, but money amazing. College loans really defuckable credit. Discover cars, look back, I know she regret it. But we keep pushing, keep our foot on the pedal. In the mirror, she a blessing, rebuking the devil. Living on the edge, she keeping me level. Money come and go, I'ma keep it forever. Money come and go, I'ma keep you forever. Slip on glass slippers that tickle with feathers. Everywhere we go, we create a dilemma. Coming to America, really the set. I let your soul glow, I'm keeping you wet. I'ma call December's, I know she remembers. Forgiveness for a sinner, but is it that simple? Holding on your hands, your body's a temple. Fly you out the cans, menages with bitches. Lobsters in the prawns, start you with spinach. Bottles for the dawn, our party's the biggest.
Maybach music.
Hey. Whoa. You made me this way, yeah. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you? Let me know that I did okay, yeah. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late, too late.
Hey. Had a dream she was singing to me like Gladys Knight. True love in the projects, it's called paradise. All your niggas left, you wasn't acting right. But honesty itself a small sacrifice. My money bag heavy, got me begging light. You moving funny, can you feel my appetite? Niggas conversations, a lot of it false. You own condos right over Carnegie Hall. Speak about your cars, but all of them parked. Your niggas money light, come out of the dark. You really are my type, it's not a facade. One of the reasons why I write, we got a synopsis. I'm always at the top of barbershop gossip. After further thought, better not knock em. Allocate some dollars to go out shopping. Bitch, we on the rail, it's time to stop talking.
Hey, whoa. You made me this way, yeah. Before I'm gone out of this place, yeah. Put some flowers in my face, won't you? Let me know that I did okay, yeah. Don't wait till some other day, no, no. They let her wait till it's too late, too late.
Forget that, yo.
Forget that, yo. Forget that.